This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We spent the first hour, would you say, pretty much talking about TDS. Definitely the second two segments.
Yeah, for sure.
We bumped Wiggins America and the B or Not the B to in just a minute here because we had a ton of phone calls. We wanted to get through all of them. The YouTube poll for today, if you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can vote, do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? Brad, you said you do know someone. Ryan, you said you do know someone?
Loosely, not close, but yes.
Not personally, but you do know
people? I actually would probably vote no in this poll because it's not somebody that close.
Not personal enough.
Yeah.
I definitely do, and some of these people have it real bad, and they're like some of my closest friends, and they are usually ones, no, they are always the ones who bring it up to me. I'm never looking to kick dirt at this condition that people have, mostly because I don't know that it's curable.
That's 100% true, and I need to clarify, I have had people very close to me who've had, it wouldn't be Trump derangement syndrome, though, because it was pre-Trump, but it was the same type of thing. I had a roommate once who was so consumed by politics that you'd walk in the door, and he'd just start nailing you with news and things, and you're like, man, I don't want to talk about this 100% of the time.
Yeah. I just don't think that people who are experiencing this right now, honestly, I think the only way that you could potentially ever be so lucky to persuade them to consider something different is to not badger them.
I agree.
It's to be willing to be around them. Like, why are you willing to be around me when I am so disgusted by this person who exists that you seem to like? Like, why would you even want to be associated with me? And the answer is because I like you as a human more than I like a politician.
Yeah.
Simple. And, you know, it doesn't have to be the full defining thing. Now, for the other person, it does have to be the full defining thing. And you get cut off because of that. That's a them choice that I will learn to be just fine with. But I'm going to be there if they decide if they decided to change their mind on the issue. I would absolutely welcome that relationship back. I don't need you to sign a contract that says you're going to like or vote for Trump. Just that it should not be that consuming.
I think there are two types of people who have something like TDS, and this is anybody who is that consumed by politics, but Donald Trump really does it to people, is one is that it's just their entire worldview is wrapped up, and he destroys it. Donald Trump comes in and kind of takes a crowbar
to
their
worldview.
He's the
orange Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, he just threw the wall, and they can't handle it because he messes up the kind of fragile worldview that they have.
Yeah.
The other type of people are people who are clearly, and there may be crossover here, it's a Venn diagram. the other type of people are those who, they're clearly dealing with something else, but they're trying to throw all their problems into this one thing. And that can be Donald Trump. It can be other things too. But Donald Trump can be all-consuming in that sense where, I got all these issues. If only he'd go away, all of them would be solved.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, going to be very disappointing.
Yes,
when that is not the case. Are you ready for?
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, let's do the B.
Wiggins. Oh!
The B or not the B?
All right. A series of stories that are either the B, as in they're satire and they're fake, and you'll got to let me know, or they're real.
Okay.
The first headline is Kamala announces plan to hang joy sign above bread lines.
That's the B. The Bee, right?
It's The Bee. Kamala was unfortunately unavailable to give comment as she was needed for an urgent meeting in the White House basement. Most Americans have expressed their disapproval of the proposed policy, though. Quote, "That's nice, I guess," said Paul Jerry, an electrician. "But what about fixing..." Paul Jerry, two first names. "But what about fixing inflation or taxes? And why do we need bread lines anyway? Wasn't that like a Soviet thing? That doesn't sound fun."
Oh, man.
Oh, nice clipped ending there. It was beautiful. Next one. Childless cat people congregate to sing hymns to Kamala Harris.
Tuffy. Real. Brad, are you going to play it today?
Yeah.
Brad,
I think it's The B.
Brad, you are incorrect. This is real. I'm going to need you to turn my sound up because I have the song that the childless cat people congregated to sing hymns to.
This isn't going to summon something, is it?
I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll turn it off if it does.
If my head turns around, you'll know.
Just like a tree that's planted by the water, we're not going back.
Great harmony.
Voting for our sisters, we're not going back. Voting for our brothers, we're not going back. Just like a tree that's planted by the water.
Hold on a second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think we've established something here.
Do tell.
They don't care about non-binary people.
Ooh, brothers and sisters, that is exclusionary.
So definitive. I mean, I know this because at Disney World, they stopped saying ladies and gentlemen because it was not inclusive enough. And I'm pretty sure that if you look at the left right now, the Kamala Harris people, they don't care about those people. They actually probably hate them.
Oh my gosh, it's very true. And that was supposed to be a hymn of love.
Their role is not mine.
You know what I kept thinking as I listened and cut that sound?
I'd want to die.
Do people say that trees planted by the water, that's going back? Because what they keep saying is, like a tree planted by the water, we're not going back.
Uh-huh.
That simile doesn't make any sense.
They probably also don't know that it's "we shall not be moved." And I don't think that matters to them. Just like the non-binary people.
Okay. Just making sure.
Mm-hmm. That's just what I'm gathering. That's just what they've said.
And
by not saying it.
And just
you know that you have to say it out loud so that everybody can seize your virtue.
So that you guys know, again, not the Babylon Bee. That was a real story.
Yeah. Man. That wasn't Ryan dubbing over himself.
It was not. Over and over and over, which I can do, but it sounds more like Bohemian Rhapsody. Next one. Tim Walz tells of time he valiantly fought off Xenomorph Queen with nothing but a power loader exosuit. I know these are tough.
The Bee?
It is The Bee.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. In a convincing rebuttal to the widespread allegations of stolen valor plaguing his campaign, Tim Walz told reporters yesterday a harrowing story from his days in the armed forces. According to Walz, quote, "So I slipped into the loading bay and fired up a cargo loader. Real piece of work, those things. And the Queen started trying to get me. I didn't have anything, just a couple of forklift-style arms, you know what I mean? And then I opened the airlock and the Queen got sucked into outer space." Yeah, that was not a real story, just for clarity.
Yet.
Next one. Meet Brinley, the White House intern running the country today.
This is B, right?
No, I think this is real.
Ooh, so close, Annie.
Okay, well, there is like a 20-something who runs his Twitter account.
Yeah, I think that's
Ryland.
That's where the joke is. This is Brinley.
So, why is that less likely? You said then Ryland?
Yeah. This is spelled B-R-Y-N-L-E-I-G-H.
There could have been more Y's in there in unnecessary places.
Agreed. Meet Brindley. It's this plucky White House intern's turn to run the country. Join us as we take a look at her busy, exciting day. The Bee goes through her itinerary and ends with Brindley rounds out her day with a cute little state dinner with the president of Japan and reports having a lot of fun signing a half dozen executive orders.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Bee or not the Bee? Mr. Bean takes a stand for free speech.
Real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real.
Mr. Bean. It is real. Rowan Atkinson, a.k.a. Mr. Bean,
Rowan, who knew, is now
out there roiling the UK's push for censorship by campaigning against this thing called Section 5, which we haven't talked about a lot because it's Great Britain. But here he is.
It's not so Great Britain right now.
It's not. It is, to be clear, too, Section 5 makes it an offense to use, quote, threatening, abusive, or insulting words or behavior, or display any writing or sign within the hearing or sight of a person that is likely to be caused distress or alarm thereby.
It's now illegal to offend people.
It is, and that is very much
prison.
In the eye of the beholder. I mean, you can offend anybody, and then Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson.
How much time we'd have to do?
Oh my gosh, we wouldn't
for
be
today.
Here. We'd be doing the show from prison if they let us. Here he is talking about it.
The clear problem with the outlawing of insult is that too many things can be interpreted as such. Merely stating an alternative point of view to the orthodoxy can be interpreted as insult.
It was really good points that he was making.
Man.
And he was very funny in doing it. That's what's odd. He gave like a 9-minute speech and he was using a lot of humor.
Did he insult anybody?
I don't know that he did, but one of the things he said was, if you approach the Church of Scientology and tell them that they're wrong, they will be offended. Are you then going to jail? And then he brought up a real story that had happened in the Great Britain, in the UK, the Great Britain. So that was really cool. And this is going on this last couple weeks. So it's been kind of on Twitter a little bit if you've been following it, but it hasn't made our headlines as much. Next one, insane conspiracy theorist thinks Biden's still alive.
It's got to be the Bee.
It is the Bee. The wild viewpoint, which runs counter to all common sense and logic, caused the man's family and friends to fear for his mental state and notify community officials that someone was roaming freely around town holding the extreme position that Biden wasn't dead.
Oh.
Quote, the guy's totally out of his mind, said one concerned citizen. I really just like the story because it sounds like the whole town is concerned about this guy.
I have an idea. I have an idea. Do you think the Bidens are mad at the Democrat system right now?
Oh my gosh, yes.
More mad than they are anything else right now?
Yeah.
How do you think Jill feels right now?
Jill's beside herself.
And Hunter?
I have no idea.
I bet Hunter's scared.
He's got to be shaken a little bit.
And Jim?
Don't know Jim that well. I would think that he would want power, though.
He's the right-hand man in all the business dealings.
Yeah.
And Lord knows what Joe's done. Now, I think that the understanding is what we keep hearing from people like Nancy Pelosi is Joe Biden isn't himself. If Joe Biden is... Well, we're going to see Kamala Harris come out this next week with her platform. And her platform either has to be everything that they've been doing because she is currently in office, or there have to be some stark differences to persuade people to not vote for the Biden ticket. So she's either going to have to sink her ship by continuing to be on the SS Biden, or she's going to have to come up with her own, which is going to be a denouncing of things Biden. I don't think either one of these looks good for Biden. Joe Biden should stick it to the whole system and should make a deal with Trump to expose everything that the deep state has done in exchange for a full pardon and weed out the whole thing. I do not need to see Hunter Biden in jail. I do not need to see Joe Biden in jail. I do not need to see Jim Biden in jail. You can put Jill in jail. Just kidding. she's the worst, but you can't put her in jail for being the worst. I think that the thick, thick, deep, deep swamp runs right through the Biden family. They do know where all the bodies are buried. And I think that if you're Joe Biden and you're worried about Donald, someone said, why in the world would Joe Biden make a deal with Donald Trump because Donald Trump might become the president.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to say, screw you, Kamala Harris and Obamas and Clintons and George Clooney and everybody else who got all hands in the middle, Nancy Pelosi, and decide to take this away from me, take it away from them and give the country back to the people. And then you will be a true patriot. Or don't, but I like my plan better.
I appoint you to be an arbitrator in that deal.
Thank you. I will be right back.
That'd be great.
I mean, is it going to happen? No. But if anybody had the motivation, especially if the end sum here, and we don't know this to be true, but if the end sum here is that Donald Trump becomes the president, Joe Biden's got to make some calculations and some moves.
Mm-hmm.
If he did it, I mean, he won't do that. But if he would ever do that, it would be after November 5th. That would actually be a good move on his part if Donald Trump wins.
No, I think he needs to do it beforehand so that Donald Trump can do what he does needs to do to make sure that he, I mean, he could out the whole thing. Joe Biden doesn't owe these people anything. They've already taken everything that they can away from him, but he is still the president. I just think it's an interesting thing to think about.
Well, we want him to leave a great legacy, and that'd be a way to do it.
Oh, man. That'd be the most.
It'd be the first patriotic thing I've seen him really commit to.
It'd be really impressive.
You got one more that we have to do, or what do we do?
One more.
One more.
Last one. Engaged couple charges guests $333 to attend their wedding.
What? Charged $3,300?
$333 per guest to attend their wedding.
The engaged couple charged their guests?
Yes.
That's probably real.
Yeah, I feel like that's real.
This is a real story. The bride reasoned, people choose to go to a Beyonce concert because they know that they're going to have an experience.
The number one way to find out if you're rational is be like, well, Beyonce does it. Why can't I? I mean, this is America.
She said, let's put that stress onto our guests. Quote unquote. I mean, let's put that stress on our guests and let's sell tickets for our wedding. The groom didn't think it was as good of an idea.
What, the marriage?
He said, babe, people aren't going to come. People did come, but only 60 out of the 350 they had invited.
What's 60?
I guess the richest 60 came.
No friends. What did they get?
They got roughly $20,000 of the $70,000
recovered.
Did the people get?
What do you get for your $333?
A double-decker party bus. And it drove around about 10 blocks in New York City.
Let's not miss that line. It's like, people pay for the experience of Beyonce.
Do you know?
Like, my wedding is going to be like a Beyonce concert.
When you're going to a wedding and you find out that the wedding is at an American Legion or a VFW, I am like, high fives all around.
Me too.
Let's go.
I love it.
Never been charged $333 for one of those.
Sometimes I just go to the American Legion and attend weddings because I love it that much. Like, what's going on Friday night? I don't know. It looks like they're a wedding
there. Crash them.
I guess you could call it that. It's fried chicken.
You can't eat that fried chicken?
Yes, I can.
Do you bring a gift?
No.
Ryan!
My presence is the gift.
It's not what you, it doesn't mean what you think.
I don't actually do any of this. I don't actually crash weddings at the American Legion.
Everyone listening right now is questioning whether you actually do. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.